Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff, like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
Yes.
Have you started your spring cleaning yet? Yeah, well, the carpets need cleaning, the drapes need dusting, your lawn needs mowing. Spring has sprung, and the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisle 5 in your pants. Time to clear out your winter bush and join the other 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. So we're big fans of Manscaped, and like you said, we'd never, you know, promote a product here that we don't use. And Manscaped has the full package you need for spring cleaning this year. The Performance Package 4.0 is the only tool you need to keep your boys looking and smelling like the fresh tulips your partner wants. To start off your spring cleaning, use the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer to get the most precise shave on your hedges. Did we mention it's waterproof as well? No need to worry about watering your grass with this tool, equipped with an LED light, so you know it'll be a major asset to the new shower routine. Clear your holes and smell the spring air with the Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provided proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. After cleaning your nose, make sure to get rid of that foul ball smell with the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. The Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner for your balls. And keep your boys from sticking to your leg and leave them smelling fresh like flowers. Finish off your grooming routine with the Plow 2.0. It's the perfect razor for the finest shave on your face. Because if you're using your Lawnmower 4.0 on your balls and your face, you're doing it wrong, boys. So yeah, you don't want to use the ball cutter razor on the face. Right, right.
No.
The start of spring also marks the start of Testicular Cancer Awareness Month in April. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer, men aged 15 to 35, and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as part of the We Save Balls initiative. Smell oh so fresh and oh so clean this spring. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. And it's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life.
Bro, Manscaped, obviously, that's our best-selling product. That's something we all use. And the great thing about this, and I don't know why they don't advertise it, you can use it for your chest, you can use it for your head, you can use it for your face, under your arms. So it's for men and women. You know, everybody shaves except German women, nothing, boom. And the great thing about this, it comes with so many extra things, like this really sweet boxers, very light. I was wondering the other day, because I was looking at it, why the blades don't cut you. And it's because they're made out of ceramic. And it has like a, it's waterproof. It's waterproof. It has like a wireless charging thing. Then it also brings a weed whacker, which is a nose, ear, hair trimmer. It has a leather bag, which is very nice leather. Nothing here is cheap. Everything's very nicely done. Then it also comes with a newspaper. The last time they sent me the newspaper, it said on it, "We Save Balls." And it has funny little, like funny little stories and stuff.
The foot duster too. They have the foot spray for your, you know, feet, shoes, and socks. Keep that smelling good as well.
Yeah, and a pedicure kit too. Yeah. So, you know, check them out, bro. I mean, great, great product. We all use every single day. And so keep your shit groomed. Keep your shit clean at Manscaped. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. What's the topic, D.I.?
Elon Musk.
Again?
When did we talk about him?
Two or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, this is before he wanted to buy Twitter, all right? So it's like...
No, this is when he wanted to buy Twitter.
No, bro, this happened... He wanted to buy Twitter like last week.
Didn't we... Joe?
Yeah.
Please refresh my memory. What did we talk about on Elon Musk?
2 weeks ago, we talked about Elon Musk and Twitter, yeah.
Right. Buying Twitter?
Yeah.
Was that two weeks ago?
Yeah.
April 8th.
It's been that long?
10 days.
Yep. It's kind of weird because like I'm just reading these new stories right now. Like
well, we can revisit it, but we did talk about it, just so you know.
Yeah, I think maybe we're in... Okay, so I think we were in... Oh, yeah, you know what? Here was the deal. We talked about it because it like just happened. Right. Right?
Yeah, and it was like a what if, but he hadn't...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now... We found so let's look at the
because your big takeaway was, do we really want this guy taking over who's going to do the Neuralink thing? That was kind of like your big take,
right? Yeah. Exactly, but this is completely different that I want to talk about now, because what's happened in the past is the past few days now, like, you know, everybody thought that this was like the way Twitter's reacted, okay, to this takeover. And basically what they did was they dropped what people call a poison pill, all right, which is basically they were going to unleash a whole bunch of new shares in the market that people could buy, which would basically like nullify like Musk buying up the shares to control the company.
Right.
Right. So that was like one of the things that they were doing. Now I'm reading today. Okay, so like that was like right before the end of the weekend that happened, right? So today Twitter's dropped a major roadblock in front of Elon Musk's effort to take over the company, leaving investors to wonder about the mercurial test, the CEO's next move. Social media company had adopted a poison pill defense that made it difficult for Musk or any other investor to buy Twitter without the board of directors' approval. Musk, who currently owns about 9% of the company, last week disclosed an offer of about $43 billion or $54.20 a share. Per share. And Twitter's next likely move is to formally reject Musk's offer, although could also enter into negotiations. Musk has a number of options. This also includes talks with the board, sweeten his offer, even triggering the poison pill, which experts say could be disastrous for the company. In regulatory filing on Monday, Twitter's board said it approved the defensive move to protect the social media platform from coercive or otherwise unfair, those are quotes, takeover tactics. So they're still leaving open the possibility of negotiating with Musk or another suitor. Supposedly, some other voices have now come out behind the scenes that there might be other investment firms that want to, you know, buy Twitter. Although Musk said his offer was final, he may have to raise his bid to satisfy other shareholders.
Okay, that shit's kind of boring to me. Let me tell you what's exciting to what kind of freaks me out. I was reading this the other day.
Well, let me get to the here's this one.
That's
more
boring shit, bro.
No. This isn't boring. This is weird. because one of the, like everybody like they go, although he said, okay, a Saudi prince who's among Twitter's major shareholders scoffed at Musk's offer last week in a tweet. Al-Waleed bin Talal said he would reject the overtures because he didn't believe $43 million comes close to the intrinsic value of Twitter given its growth prospects. So go ahead. So Saudi prince is like it's pretty funny. Go ahead. Just tell me, because tell me what interests you in this.
I'm going to tell you what interests me. When you bring up the word singularity, right?
Mm-hmm.
I looked that up, okay? Listen to this. Technological singularity is a hypothetical point in time at which technological growth becomes uncontrollable and irreversible. Uncontrollable and irreversible. This sounds like fucking...
Skynet.
Skynet.
Like right.
Terminator,
exactly,
Terminator
exactly,
2.
Exactly.
The,
exactly
rise like, of the rise of the machines.
Right. Resulting in unforeseeable changes to human civilization. Here's what's trippy about this. The first guy to come up with this concept was a guy called John von Neumann. He was this Hungarian mathematician, physicist in the 50s. You think this is a new idea? This guy brought this up in the 50s, and Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk have publicly expressed concern that full artificial intelligence could result in human extinction. Because listen to this, the consequences of the singularity and its potential benefit or harm to the human race have been, this is why, because it would signal the end of the human era as a new superintelligence would continue to upgrade itself and would advance technologically at an incomprehensible rate. And that he wouldn't be surprised. There's this guy called IG Good. He said he wouldn't be surprised if this occurred before 2005, which it has, or after 2030. So this is something people in the technological, mathematical field have been talking about for years. Can you imagine how crazy life would be? We'll probably won't be around, but that's a crazy concept. And Elon Musk could be behind this if he has bad, intent.
Oh, well, obviously. Joe, what's your Instagram page? I'm sending you something. Okay. Huh?
JFFeeney3RD.
JFFeeney. Hey, I just sent you something. Because this whole thing, what you just opened up the Pandora's box is like, this whole thing about the evolution towards transhumanism. You know, like there's like a, I just sent you a clip, Joe. All right. I want you to play. This is Gary Vine. What's the guy's name? Gary Vine.
Vaynerchuk or however you say it.
Yeah. It's Gary Vaynerchuk. Okay. He's a very, very well-respected, intelligent, motivational speaker. And the guy's just like got his hands in everything. Right. Listen to this clip.
Okay. Can I just read one last thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's this guy, IJ Good. He's a British mathematician. And, very respected in this field. So this is what he says. He speculated this in 1965, bro. I'm like, what? He goes, let an ultra-intelligent machine be defined as a machine. This is in the 60s, bro. Okay, before the internet. Let an ultra-intelligent machine be defined as a machine that can far surpass all the intellectual activities of any man, however clever. Since the design of a machine is one of these intellectual activities, an ultra-intelligent machine could design even better machines. There would then unquestionably be an intelligence quest explosion, and the intelligence of man would be left far behind. Thus, the first ultra-intelligent machine is the last invention that man need ever make, provided that the machine is docile enough to tell us how to keep it under control.
Think
how crazy? Okay, how fucking crazy is that?
Think about this. Okay, because technology.
You're reading this in the 60s, but you're reading this in the 60s, and you're probably thinking, what type of fucking acid is this guy on?
Let's fast forward 50 years and listen to like the path that we've been on since this guy spoke about it, right? Is that what he's basically speaking about, and this is like what you said, Elon Musk and the mathematician talking about, technology is growing at a rate too fast for human beings to keep up.
Right.
So human beings now are going to have to integrate their human forms into we have to merge
like
with
a hybrid,
with the technology because it's moving so fast.
Right.
And as a species,
right,
we would just be this intelligent life and artificial intelligent life forms. Human beings are going to be useless besides being the capacity for slave work. If you
or
think
reproducing.
Of like and right, like reproduction.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like humans right now.
Can you imagine if the robots just took over and had the humans as slaves?
I mean, plausibly speaking, maybe that's what people are worried about. These are not conspiracy. Like, this is why I keep my ear to conspiracy theories, because, you know, like you said, in the 60s, people would have thought that guy was absolutely crazy.
Right.
In the year 2022, this conversation, there's people listening to us that might think we're absolutely crazy. Bro, we can fast forward We could fast forward 6-7 months, right, and a lot of this stuff we'd be talking about will be coming to fruition. Watch this clip.
Because it's not a space to spend a lot of time on, but what I would tell you is I'd be stunned if we don't evolve into robots. Stunned. I think in the next 100 years, if you show me a human being, I'm like, that's a robot. I think I personally know dozens of people that would implant into their body technology.
Yeah, I've done that already.
You have?
Yeah.
How so?
Chip.
You have a chip in your body right now?
Yeah.
And what are you tracking?
Nothing. I just use it for payments, for card exchange, things like that. They do it in Sweden. It's nothing new. There are some countries that are actually doing biometrics even for payments, like in the UK.
Yeah.
I love it. I would do it.
General, hit the coast of Florida.
I mean, bro, what if, like, think about that shit. They're just starting it.
Right.
They're just starting to put shit. Okay, here's the first step with the chips. Then we're going to interface and get in the brain, because now the computer, like, you have to be able to think fast, because, like, a lot of people, you know, bro, like we're looking, we're railing against education right now. We're basically saying human beings are becoming useless to educate each other. It's like, you know, like the computers are so advanced, everything is like, I don't know, man. It's like, it's some really crazy times. If you look at everything that's going around and you look at the predictions that are, like, coming to fruition, like, I keep going back to Ray Kurzweil's predictions. The guy that, one of the inventors of Google, that's been doing predictions for 40-something years that have been mind-numbingly accurate. And, like, the fusion, and, like, Elon Musk has Neuralink coming up, you know, stuff. The fusion of artificial intelligence into our brains is not too far around the corner, because it's definitely going to come in our lifetimes. We're not going to be dead. We're going to be alive when we have to see how we're integrating this stuff into our lives going forward. But it's just fascinating that, like, we think of some of the other things that are happening right now, where we're trying to demasculinize people. Like, we're literally promoting things that are stopping the growth of human beings, reproduction. You know, along with the advancement of technology, we're going to be starting to fuse, you know, technology into the human brain. And that, bro, that's another, like, I'm just worried about what if you could start reading people's minds? Think about how frightening of a society that is, if you're catching people's thoughts in there, and it's, you know, Silent Hill. You know, it's like you just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can look at a person, you know, like telepathy is not a concept that's far away. The only thing preventing us from mental telepathy is the fact right now we're using a cell phone and speaking into it, and that's creating as a kind of like a middleman for the telepathy process, where you're trying to convey your thoughts to another person and speak to them. And it's like, if we could take the telephone that we have to hold in our hand and turn on, and just permanently take that technology and put it in our brain, and we don't have to punch numbers to call people, we could just, like, that's, I mean, it's fascinating, and it's probably going to happen in our lifetime. And I'm fascinated to see how this evolutionary process is going to work out, but I'm not, you know, these are not conspiracy theories. These are things that people are actively trying to do, and I don't, you know, I'm scared. I'm fascinated at the same time. What about you?
Yeah, of course, because there's good and bad in everything, right? So even, like, for, you know, they're saying we won't have any medical problems because we'll have all these chips at the moment that you're having, like, a heart attack or something.
Whatever the doctor would tell you, you could just download that knowledge and then just take care of it.
Release something, you know, and to bring your heart rate down and, you know, all that type of shit. So there's going to be a lot of good in it. And as far as reading minds, I do think everybody will be able to speak with their mind. And I think they'll put a chip or some sort of thing where if you don't want people reading your mind or talking to you, you can block them off. But of course, like anything else, you're always ripe for people using it for bad.
Yeah, corruption.
So it only takes one bad guy to fuck up everything.
Here's the bad part. How do you run a society like that, like, in a democratic, you know, like, where people are voting on things and stuff? Like, what if they open, like, whoever opens human beings up to this, opens them to accept this technology, right? You're relinquishing control to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're giving them the key. Like, they're giving you, like, a car. But, like, you know, like. But
you know what's
like,
going to happen, bro? They'll just make it part of your life. And you don't even have to give them to relinquish. I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this happened in the 90s, right? In the 90s, when I first got to WCW, is when they first started to ask for, like, credit cards. And, like, a lot of the Mexicans didn't have credit cards. So I was like, bro, you better get a credit card because that's the only way you're going to get a hotel or you're going to get a meal or you're going to get anything.
Right.
Bro, literally go to pay cash anywhere now. Mm-hmm. Go anywhere and try to pay cash. I tried it the other day, bro, and I was like, no, you can't.
In the casinos, I can pay cash.
Okay,
I,
in a casino, yeah. But most saying, people but no, don't no, no, live no, no. In Vegas.
In the casino, they're gravitating towards that. You can see like you go to the food court for the places you can only pay
but
credit
just
card.
Just about anywhere else. Cash. Just right, about right, anywhere yeah. else you have to pay cash. I just had that problem the other day. My card was full or they were having problems with it or some bullshit and I pulled out cash and they're like, yeah, we don't take that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, these are like American dollars, not fucking pesos.
Yeah,
yeah, we don't take that. Yeah.
I went to a place and there's still places like this in Vegas. I went to this this restaurant, this Southern cooking restaurant. They don't take credit cards, but they don't take $100 bills.
Right, so, tremendous.
All right.
So,
well, I don't
but you know what I'm
hundreds, so.
Right. Okay. But like, you know what I'm saying? Or even like anything else, it's just going to become, you know, what would be the word?
Well, it's like
common,
yeah.
Right. A thing of the past.
Yeah.
Right.
You but know, this is right. It's like Facebook where like, you know, I'm sure for years people were like, maybe you guys too. I don't want a Facebook. I don't want people in my shit. I don't want people to know where I am. But it became to the point where everyone else had a Facebook. So you get a Facebook. Well, everyone else has it. This is how you communicate, right? So it's going to be the same thing when it comes to chips or whatever. Well, if you don't have the chip, you can't communicate with people the way everyone else does. Oh, I better get the chip, you know? So you kind of get forced into it, indoctrinated.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Well, we're going to, I mean, like, I'll never get on Joe Rogan, you know, Elon Musk said last year, he said that, you know, within possibly 5 years, we're going to be seeing the chips in the brains.
Yeah.
And that was, so now it's 4 years.
Yeah, but what's
you know,
the
next year? Be like the next president will be the cycle of the person with the chips in the brain.
What's the benefit though? Why would you do it? You know what I mean? What's in it for us?
Some ease.
What? So you just think and you can pay for something?
Well, just look at what you have to do. Like if you can just convey your thoughts and just look at what you have to do to produce thoughts right now. Type, dial, speak.
Yeah.
You know that there's like thing that it's absolutely the ease of the assimilation of information. You know, you probably read faster too.
Yeah, retain information. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's
Well, think about how much more efficient human beings would become if they, you know,
increase there's
going to
be a ton of benefits. There's going to be a ton of benefits. You just got to worry about like anything else. You know, there's a benefits of having a gun.
So side effects.
What are the bad parts?
Side effects.
Right.
Will these
make
people insane? You know,
right. Do you want a guy with a mental handicap having a gun?
Right.
You know, those are the things. Do you want a gangster? You know, guys that have illegal those ghost guns out on the street.
Right.
You know, so, but you also need guns for protection. You also need guns. So, I mean, it's like anything else.
But what is my only fear is what if it creates like a mental police state?
Yeah.
Well, that's
like, you know,
somebody's going to abuse their power. Somebody's going to abuse their power. Somebody's going to want control. That's too much power for the wrong guy. And you're going to get fucked. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll see. Good stuff.
You know, even like when I was reading about the Constitution, you know, like Benjamin Franklin and John Adams and all these guys that were very, very, very smart elderly statesmen back then, you know, our Constitution is so beautiful that many countries have patterned their Constitution after ours because it was written great, you know.
Right.
But what happened was greed. You know, bankers got in there and corporations got in there and they started to buy off politicians and politicians were getting paid. And so they invented all these loopholes where all these people could get paid. And now we have the problem we have now because let's be real. You know, right now, anything the Democrats do, the Republicans are going to turn their back on. Okay, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And nobody's helping each other. And who you really hurt is the people, but they don't give a fuck because they're in bed together. They pretend they're at war, but they're in bed together because the lobbyists, the corporations, the politicians are all making money together. But, bro, if they all got together and they cleaned up our system, all right, no more super PACs. All right, no more electrical colleges. All right, no more, for example, bro, we've been literally in a war or sending people or spending money on wars for like the last 50 years, bro. Why? Because it makes money.
Right.
But you don't know anybody in the United States that wants war. This is something that our politicians who we voted in have decided amongst themselves to keep continuing to do so they can get money for big defense contractors and for themselves. And so at the end of the day, you know, I look at our Constitution almost like I look at what's happening right now. I'm sure the intent is good, but what will the actual impact be? Because impact negates intent a lot of times.
Before we wrap this up, just to circle back to Musk, if he's offering $5, $6, $7 more per share, how can the Twitter board reject that? Is it just they
I think he's gonna end up in the courts pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, if he's offering more money per share, that's what's best for your business. Wouldn't the board have to go his way? I mean, he's making
that's
a great offer.
Publicly, that's the way trading companies work.
That's what I'm saying. So what's the problem? You
know? Yeah. You see, so we'll see.
All right. Anything else on this?
No, I'm good.
All right. So that's been K100 Talks, man. Send in your comments. Hope you're enjoying these special shows. We thank you for the love. Thank you for spreading the word. They've become very popular very quickly. And thank you one more time. Check out our stuff at KONNAN.me, our Patreon. Boom.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.